client ID ROBJAM73. Next line patient James Robinson ROBINSON. Next line patient date of birth 6/11/73. Next line provider Kareen CARREEN. Last name Castrol CASTROLL. Appointment start time 5/18/22, 12:30 p.m. Appointment end time 5/18/22, 1:30 p.m. Primary code 99205T. Chief complaint, quote, ADHD evaluation, period, unquote. The patient is a 49-year-old male who presents for treatment of attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. The onset of his symptoms was in the early 2000s with worsening of symptoms last May. He stated that during COVID, everything seemed to have gotten worse. The patient is a business owner, period. He owns a home care franchise. His wife is a PA. He stated that his wife felt that he needed treatment for ADHD as it was causing problems with his marriage and also his occupation. The patient's symptoms have been worsening. He describes difficulty focusing, forgetting. He becomes overwhelmed. He states that he has difficulty with planning, prioritizing, responding to notifications, emails, regulations, and compliance issues. He stated that he loses train of thought. He is not retaining information. He has to write everything down, period. If he doesn't write things down, it causes him tremendous anxiety. He also experiences feelings of inadequacy in his relationship with his wife and related to his occupation. He has severe distractibility if, period, he is he experiences worsening of symptoms if the environment is overstimulating, period. The patient reports feeling overwhelmed to the point of feeling paralyzed at times, period. He feels mentally exhausted. There are no physical symptoms of hyperactivity. The patient received Adderall from his primary care doctor, Dr. Gold, which helped him focus and follow through on his tasks. He is currently taking 20 milligrams PO daily in the AM and 10 milligrams PO every afternoon. The patient also reports difficulty with his relationship with his wife in terms of their sex life. He stated they have no couple time together, even to get out on a date. This also leads to feelings of inadequacy. His anxiety is also in the setting of his attentional deficits. Next line, past psychiatric history, : the patient has no childhood psychiatric history. He had no attentional deficits in school. In the early 2000s, when he was in sales for a pharmaceutical company, his problems seemed to become more apparent with regard to planning and prioritizing. He has no prior psych history otherwise. He did say that he became mildly depressed after a back fracture. He has had no mania, no hypomania, no panic attacks, no trauma episodes, no obsessions or compulsions. The patient does not report generalized anxiety symptoms. Next line, family history, colon. Patient stated that his mother has obsessive-compulsive tendencies and is anxious. She now is in a memory care facility with dementia. She is 84 years old. He also added that his mother was severely traumatized and was in foster care. There is no known psychiatric history on the father's side, period. The mother's family also suffered from alcoholism. Next line, medical. The patient is allergic to penicillin, period. He developed a severe rash, period. He has seasonal allergies, for which he takes Zyrtec 10 milligrams PO daily PRN. He has no sleep disorders. He had a sleep study that was negative. The patient sustained a fracture of the transverse processes of L2, 3, 4, and 5 during a bicycling accident. Next line, surgical. Colon right knee arthroscopy for right medial and meniscal tear. Repair of left avulsion fraction of the left toe. Next line, social. The patient has been married for 16 years. The relationship is overall satisfactory. They have three daughters, age 14, 12, and 10. Since 2015, he has owned his own business. He graduated from Hofstra University in 1987 with a 3.9 GPA. Next line, developmental. The patient had no problems at birth. He met his developmental milestones on time. He has been athletic since the age of 5. No academic problems in school.